Valentino Rossi, the first Yamaha rider to start on pole position at Assen since Christian Sarron in 1988. But it's the Honda power of Gibbonau that propels him to the front ahead of those Yamahas of Rossi and Checa. Alex Barros there in fourth place, his 200th Premier Class appearance here at the Dutch TT. Quite incredible record. Max Biaggi incidentally making his 100th appearance. And there's a nasty crash there. That's one of the WCM bikes. I think it could be Chris Burns. Rossi and Barros close the gap to Gibbonau at the front. Rossi steals through from Barros into second place. They come through the chicane. Barros will look to use that horsepower once again down the straight. He does. Barros back up to second place. And that is the difference at the moment between the Honda and the Yamaha. Look at the top speed that the Honda pulls over the Yamaha, and a mistake from Barros at the end of the straight. Looks like he might have missed a gear or something there. The rear wheel locked and Barros went off. Here comes Melandri straight over the chicane as well. So mistakes all around there. Nobuo Asayoki retires there on the Proton Team KR machine. And this is the battle for third place between Biaggi and Melandri. The fight for the lead continues. Once again, it's Rossi and Gibbonau head to head. They're touching fairings, they're touching knees, they're touching everything. It's as close as it could be, but Rossi steals the advantage. Rossi takes victory in the Dutch TT. Gibbonau in second place, and for the second successive race, Valentino Rossi, the first Yamaha rider to win the Dutch TT since Eddie Lawson in 1986.
Today it was very, very hard because I think Seta ride very well, but also better than the other time. At the beginning, when had the new tires, I stay with him quite easy from behind. But after the bike start to move, have points where I lost, and have points where I was a little bit faster. But was a great battle. After I lost a little bit of time with Barros, and at two or three laps to the end, I make also a small mistake in the long straight. I lost my food from the food bag and set to go away. But I try to don't give up, and I make a very good lap time before the last lap, and after make a hard battle with Seta in all the braking. I'm able to overtake him. The next corner, I lost the front nearly to crash, but I'm lucky I don't crash, and it's possible win. Was a fantastic race for everybody. I know now Seta for sure is a little bit angry, but we do a great race, I think.
That victory for Rossi, his fourth of the season, moves him ahead of Seta Gibbonau, the pair level on points.